This week, PBS will broadcast a documentary about Los Romeros, the royal family of Spanish guitar. The quartet has played for kings, princes, and presidents, and the original members, Celedonio and his sons, Pepe, Angel, and Celín, received knighthoods from the King of Spain. In the 1950s, Celedonio and his sons were living in Spain under the repressive dictatorship of Francisco Franco. From the film, this is Celedonio's son, Celín.
When Franco had taken over Malaga, my father was put in jail, along with all the other artists and intellectuals. My father had some friends that were in the side of Franco. They said, Celedonio is an artist, but he's not a political man. And my father was released.
Celedonio and his sons came to the United States in 1957. The quartet was formed in 1960 and has been dazzling audiences ever since. But the personnel has changed over time. Angel left the group to pursue a career as a soloist and a conductor. Celedonio died in 1996, so Pepe and Celín now play with Angel's son, Lito, and Celine's son, Celino. Pepe and his nephew Celino came to the studios of WLRN in Miami this past week to talk to us. Pepe began with a story about how his father, Celedonio, fell in love with the guitar.
He was walking with my grandmother, and he saw a guitar in a music store. And just the shape of the instrument, the way it looks, captivated him, and he felt completely in love with it. His mother had to buy the guitar for him, and he self-taught himself the guitar and had such a passion and such an immense talent for it that my grandmother took my father to the conservatory to register him. And the guitar teacher there, José Navas, refused to admit my father because he said, this young boy already plays so much better than I can, and he was admitted as a composition major.
Given that the guitar in Spain is an instrument that has been around since the 16th century, and to have your father begin to play it at a conservatory where there are all of these classical influences, and yet he taught himself sort of the rural peasant thing, and then to be told that he played better than anybody could teach him must have been pretty amazing.
He was incredible. He was a real genius of the instrument. When my father passed away, my brothers and I were organizing his music, his letters and things, and we came along some letters of about that period, and he met Rogelio Molina and Daniel Fortea. These are legendary names in the guitar world. They were the pupils of Francisco Tárrega. And I was just recently reading a letter from Rogelio Molina to another pupil of Tárrega saying, I thought that the memories of the maestro referring to Francisco Tárrega were never to be lived again. But this young boy plays like the maestro used to play, and listening to him has renewed my memories of those unforgettable days of the past.
Your father plays a piece by Tárrega on a 1962 recording that was done for the Mercury Living Presence series, and it's this, it's called Lágrima, and if yes. My Spanish is not very good, but if I'm not mistaken, does that mean to cry?
Tear.
What a poignant, small, a minute, 26 seconds. What a poignant.
But it's truly one of the most beautiful, beautiful pieces, and is often given to young players, but to play it well is very, very difficult. To sing and to make it truly a tear is very, very difficult. And my father played Tárrega It was unbelievable.
All of you, the original Romeros, play a composition written by your father. And it was not until I heard this recording, this 1962 recording, that I realized that this was written by your father, because it is so ingrained in our sort of, anyone who's listened to Spanish guitar has heard this song, this tune. And it's written about the place where he was raised. Noche en Málaga. The circumstances under which this was written? It was written in 1940.
It was written actually to my mother.
Oh.
My mother was the great muse. She was not only a muse to all the artists that were flourishing in that period of time in Malaga. They were poets, writers, and she was a very inspiring person, which she continued to be until the day when she died.
Celino, tell us about that. Your grandfather did not pass away until 1996. Your grandmother, Angelita, passed away in 1999. What did they teach you about the music directly?
I remember all the way back with the original quartet when I was probably around four and Lita was six. We used to go on tours driving the old Cadillacs, old diesel Mercedes, drive all around the United States and just watch, you know, the original quartet play and learn just by, you know, sometimes we'd play along, you know, backstage with them, but it was really important that we had the opportunity to take time off in our school to see, you know, what the life is like. The main thing was just the love and how these guys would get up there and play and have such a great time. It taught us a lot.
The quartet, when it didn't really begin to play together until 1960, when the family had already moved here from Spain in 1957 to Santa Barbara. So it would have been after your performance at Carnegie Hall, Pepe?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and also your appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
Can you remember what that was like? I mean, you and your father and your brothers in playing Ed Sullivan in the early 1960s.
It was very exciting. Ed Sullivan was not really known for this particular type of music, and to bring the guitar to such a vast audience, it was an exciting and wonderful thought. It had some very funny things that happened, because as it goes in live TV, everything changed. There's a lot of improvisation, and one of the things that changed was the time that we were supposed to go on.
So tonight we have four flamenco classical guitarists. So let's welcome the Romero.
You will see that when he announced, he does a complete take, because he looks over to where we are and sees that there's only two of us. And just as he says, and now the Romeros, Nancy Sinatra had gotten a hold of Papa and Angel. The two of them appear from inside the curtain, and we begin playing.
Is there a certain amount of, I don't want to say pressure, but I mean, if you're born a Romero, is it almost a guarantee you're going to play guitar?
The pressure was really just me giving the pressure. My family never really pressured me. Starting with my grandfather, he would always tell us, you know, you're a natural. Your condition is amazing. The pressures are still, you know, I'll say they're still there, but when you look and then you think how lucky I am being here with my family, how many people could say that? It's very special.
Does the quartet sound different from its original incarnation, or is that sort of you try to maintain a certain sound no matter who the personnel are? Your grandfather, the originator, the patriarch Celedonio, used to call the quartet a single 24-stringed guitar.
There is something very, very recognizable to the sound of a Romero. I remember many times closing my eyes and listening, for example, in the Rodrigo Concierto Andaluz, when my father would begin the recapitulation of the second movement with that very beautiful raindrop-like notes. And now I hear the same sound and the same way, the same feeling. And there are times when I almost think that my father is there, and I open my eyes and I see my nephew sitting there, Lito, playing it. I hear Celino play with the same vigorous, incredible virtuosity that my brother Angel has. And in all honesty, the quartet has still the same sound.
Pepe Romero, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Celino Romero, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Los Romeros are the royal family of guitar. A documentary about this remarkable family will be seen on many public television stations on September 14th. Our two guests joined us from WLRN in Miami.